4-0 win.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. We had a good time tonight. It was definitely one of the more fun games that I've coached, but also very frustrating. We have a lot to work on yet.
First quarter, a little heavyweight battle right there, scoreless. But in the second quarter, you were able to punch it in twice. What was the difference?
You know, I think it was just opportunity. We were able to get in the end zone, but it felt like we had to work for every yard. Lamar's is a good football team. I look at some of their other scores, and I'm not sure how they didn't win some of those games. They were tough to get yards against. They really had our run game bottled up.
Well, we'll get to some of the official totals here a little bit later. We had 371 for you offensively tonight in the yards department. 14 zip at half. We got some of your guys that'll join us in a moment, Rudy. But what were some of the things that you told your team at halftime?
You know, we just had to keep grinding. Like I said, we were frustrated. It wasn't where we wanted to be at halftime. Obviously, 14 is a comfortable place, but we felt like we left a lot of meat on the bone. We had a lot of work to do yet. We were trying to figure out a way to be able to run our better stuff, and they were really doing a nice job of countering that. So it was frustrating, but we did a lot of X's and O's, and we felt like we had a plan that was able to gain some yards in the second half.
Hey, there's a big guy to your right shoulder, over your right shoulder right now, by the name of Alfredo Ramirez. Three quarterback sacks. This guy is a man amongst men. Talk about your defense with yet your second shutout this season.
Yeah, I think our defense has improved so much. Gosh, from a year ago, it's unbelievable. And the defensive backs are a big part of that, and Alfredo and the D-line is a big part of that. And obviously, our linebackers are, you know, the best around. Alfredo does a nice job at rushing the passer, and this way I think was his best week yet. We've been working on making a sharper turn around the corner, and I think that it really paid dividends with him this week as we saw him just dip around that guy in no time at all. It was a good game for Alfredo.
Eckstein only completed one pass in the first half. He did some damage running the football, Coach, but the second straight week you've seen an athletic quarterback. What makes your defense so good to be able to contain those type of guys?
I think our speed helps a ton with those faster quarterbacks. You know, they can fake out our backside linebackers, and our backside linebackers still make the play for a 4-yard gain instead of being out of the play completely. You know, speed's tough to coach, and these guys have it. I also think that, you know, we have 11 guys that want to make every tackle. And, you know, it seems, well, yeah, obviously you do, but that's not always the case, right? Some guys don't want to make the tackles, and thankfully for us, everybody on our team wants to make the tackle. That makes us such a hard team to run against.
I know there's a lot of people that want to visit with you, so I guess one last thing is you had the coronation and the fun that goes with that. You saw all the fans lining the streets today and the community pride that this football team is generating during this 2016 season. What do you have to say about not only your team, but the community that was here in mass tonight supporting your squad?
You know, I didn't see many seats available tonight, and it really, truly makes me proud to be a Tornado. You know, my first time coming to this town was for my interview. I knew nothing about it, and it's the best decision that my wife and I have ever made, and the community support has been just absolutely awesome.
Next week at Spirit Lake, Coach Rudy Week joining us in the postgame. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Chris.